أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولقد آتينا داود منا فضلا يا جبال أوبي معه والطير وألنا له الحديد. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about His power and His ability to bring back the dead to life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded the disbelievers and the rejectors that even after the body has completely disintegrated and has been reduced to powder, has been reduced to dust, and the particles have been dispersed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through infinite power and might and ability can bring that all back together and produce it in a completely new creation of His. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now speaks about two great prophets of His, alayhim as-salam, Dawood and Sulaiman alayhim as-salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses to speak about these two prophets and the power and ability that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them to remind insan that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can bless even human beings with certain abilities, powers that are considered to be impossible. And that's exactly what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given Dawood and Sulaiman alayhim as-salam, certain powers, certain abilities, certain strength, certain skills that other human beings considered to be impossible to do or to achieve or to accomplish. If Allah could do it in this world and give a human being the power to do something that is normally impossible, then how can they ever pose this argument or raise the objection that how is it possible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to revive the dead and to give life to the dead after they have been disintegrated and reduced to dust? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ مِنَّا فَضْلًا. Allah says, certainly we have given Dawood from our side, from us, فَضْلًا. فَضْلًا is translated as grace. فَضْلًا is translated as favor. فَضْلًا is translated as bounty. But فَضْلًا actually means something extra, an access. That's what فَضْل means. So Allah says, we have given Dawood alayhi salam fadlan, favor, bounty, grace, something extra and something in excess to what others were given. So he was given more than what other human beings were given. Dawood alayhi salam, apart from being a messenger of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him the ability and the power to rule the world. So he was a messenger of Allah, and he was also given kingship, and he was given rulership, and he was given sovereignty, he was given dominion and power and control over the world, over and above being a messenger of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about some of those additional bounties, favors, and abilities that Allah had blessed Nabi Dawood alayhi salam with. Number one, Allah says, Ya jibal awwili ma'ahu wa tayyib. Dawood alayhi salam was blessed with a beautiful voice. And whenever he would make the dhikr of Allah, and whenever he would recite the divine scripture that was revealed to Dawood alayhi salam, the Zabur, then even the birds would encircle around him. And they would come and they would settle down close to him to enjoy the beautiful recitation of Dawood alayhi salam. One of the miracles that Allah had blessed him with, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya jibal awwidi ma'ahu wa tayyir. O mountain, Allah addressed the mountains, that O mountains, you too repeatedly pronounce the purity of Allah and make the tasbih of Allah along with Dawood alayhi salam. And O you birds as well, Allah instructed the birds. So one is, we know that every creature and creation of Allah, animate or inanimate, makes the tasbih of Allah. In some way, Allah says, وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِ. Everything that Allah has created is engaged in the tasbih of Allah. Everything. The format, Allah says, you do not understand the tasbih. You don't understand the mode and the manner in which they glorify Allah. So over and above the mountain having that natural ability to make the tasbih of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also gave the mountains and the birds the ability to make the tasbih of Allah the way Dawood alayhi salam was making. So there was this orchestra. Can you imagine what a beautiful and what a wonderful scene it might have been? Dawood alayhi salam would be there, and he would commence the dhikr of Allah and the tasbih of Allah, and Allah instructed the mountains to also participate in that. And they would make it and repeat after Dawood alayhi salam. And the birds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, would also come, and Allah instructed the birds that you too engage in the tasbih and the glorification and the dhikr of Allah, along with Dawood alayhi salam. So this is something that we consider impossible, and something that we do not have control and the ability to do, to allow the inanimate creatures and creations around us to also engage in the tasbih of Allah. But Allah says, this is fadl, this is a bounty, a favor, grace that we have bestowed upon Dawood alayhi salam. That was the first miracle that he was allowed to perform with the permission of Allah. Number two, Allah says, وَأَلَنَّا لَهُ الْحَدِيدِ وَأَلَنَّا لَهُ الْحَدِيدِ, and we made iron soft for him. In order to soften iron, there are processes that are used. The iron is heated and there is high intensity of force that is used, pressure that is used, heat that is used in order to bend iron and in order to shape the iron, in order to craft something out of the iron. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for Dawood alayhi salam, we made it soft for him. Iron to Dawood alayhi salam was like wax or like Play-Doh. Today you see the kids, they use Play-Doh to make certain shapes or to make certain things. Dawood alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, iron was like wax in his hand. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him that ability to make things out of iron. What was his skill? What was his craft? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with a certain skill. We know every Nabi, Allah blessed him with a worldly skill. Allah blessed him with a worldly craft. So if you look at Zakariya alayhi salam, he was a carpenter. If you look at Dawood alayhi salam, he was a manufacturer of armor that is used in war. If you look at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was a businessman. So there are different worldly skills and crafts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed every Nabi with. And through that, they would earn a living. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we made hadith, we made iron, we made steel, we made it soft for him. And what was the instruction given to him? What was the craft that he had to learn and the skill that he had to exercise? Allah says, أَنِعْمَلْ تَابِغَاتِ. You should make, you should manufacture, you should produce coats of armor, armory, and armor that is worn. That was the skill that Dawood alayhi salam was blessed with. And Allah says to him, وَقَدِّرْ فِي السَّرْدِ. وَقَدِّرْ فِي السَّرْدِ. When you are making the armor, yes, it's a worldly skill, it is a worldly craft, but don't do it haphazardly and half-heartedly, and don't do it with a lack of professionalism. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches him, he says, وَقَدِّرْ فِي السَّرْدِ. And when you are making the armor, Allah teaches you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, maintain balance. Maintain balance in the rings and the links that you are making for that armor. So one is, it must look good as well. It must look good. It does not mean that because it is a worldly skill or a worldly craft or it's related, something related to this dunya, that you should not do it in the best way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches Dawood alayhi salam, and here the ulama and the scholars deduce that in whatever we do, we should take pride in what we do, and we should do it in the best possible way. We should aim for excellence. We should aim for perfection in what we do. And Allah is teaching him, do it perfectly. If even the links the links that you are going to make in order to form this and to weave it together, those different links and the different circles or whatever else it may be, the different components and parts that you are going to put together, make sure that you maintain measure. There's balance. It is perfectly made and they are perfectly joined together and combined in order to make the armor that you wish to make. وَعْمَلُوا صَالِحًا. That's one interpretation of قَدِّرْ فِي السَّرْفِ. That the actual item that you are making, do it perfectly, there must be balance and measure. Second interpretation is that قَدِّرْ فِي السَّرْفِ. قَدِّرْ فِي السَّرْفِ means that maintain balance in your time. In your time. So that is a worldly skill, but let it not consume all your time. Let it not consume all your time, that you are not left with time for ibadah and for the worship of Allah. Qaddir fi sarf, maintain a balance in the time and how you manage your time. So that is the second interpretation, and both these interpretations can be incorporated. The one is the work must be done with perfection, but that work must not consume all your time up, that you are not left with any time for the ibadah and the worship of Allah. وَعْمَلُوا صَالِحًا. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him, while you are engaged in this worldly craft and this worldly skill and profession of yours, وَعْمَلُوا صَالِحًا, and also carry out consistently acts of righteousness and piety. إِنِّي بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. I am ever watchful over that which you do. May Allah grant us understanding.